This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't stop the mock. Let's talk to the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe P. Zapia, and today we've got another big mock draft for you with some big breaking news. That's right, some fun stuff going on. The draft is getting hot. These mocks are getting hotter. And, of course, the real draft is going to be broadcast right here on our channel the 27th, Thursday, live. We are going to be here for you. We are the best second screen experience in the history of the universe. Whether you are playing fantasy, whether you're wagering on the NFL draft, Fantasy Pros is the place to be. So if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/fantasypros, and click that little bell till it goes ding for notifications so you can join us live on the 27th, Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern for the big dance. And of course, today we've got a big dance as well. We're getting closer. Trade winds are blowing. All sorts of fun things are happening. To help me break it all down for this mock draft in two rounds is the Minnesota Madman, the one, the only Thor Nystrom, Mr. Big Pot Energy himself, of course, Andrew Erickson, and from ProFootballNetwork.com, Tony Pauline joins us. And Tony, since you are our guest, you have the first pick in the draft. The Carolina Panthers are on the clock, and I know you've got some news here about these quarterbacks going one and two, so break it all down for us.
You know, for the past, literally, except for the maybe the past 10 days, everyone thought it was going to be C.J. Stroud with the number one pick. I selected Bryce Young of Alabama. He, you know, as someone said to me, if Bryce Young was 4 inches taller, he's the best quarterback prospect of the last 10 to 15 years, and I absolutely agree with that. The problem with Bryce Young is he's 5'10", his playing weight isn't even 204 pounds. But the guy is a genius on the football field. The guy's really smart off the football field. He's interviewed incredibly well, and we've seen sort of a switch between CJ back and forth between CJ Stroud and Bryce Young the past week and a half, 2 weeks. I've been told that on the S2 cognitive test, Bryce Young scored off the charts. He scored incredibly high, and CJ Stroud's test score was very disconcerting. As we originally reported at Pro Football Network on the Football Insider show that I do with Trey Wingo, it has a lot of people concerned. The test score from C.J. Stroud, that's why you're hearing that Bryce Young has separated himself from Stroud with the first pick of the draft. That's why you're hearing that the Houston Texans has put that number two pick in play.
All right, let's talk about that potentially. I know, Erickson, you're up next here with the next pick, and I know C.J. Stroud is most likely the pick that you're going to give them. But before we do that, Tony, what would the framework of a deal like that look like for the Texans? Because they need a quarterback desperately. Who would then be their quarterback of the future, and how far back were they willing to go?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on the draft capital that they receive. Remember, you know, the Texans, they got a brand new head coach. He's a defensive-minded coach. You know, if they get a great haul of draft picks, would they be willing to move out of the top 10? You know, say the way Chicago went from 1 to 9. And I am never a fan of let's wait till next year. Let's get our quarterback for next year. But the way it's shaping up, the 2024 quarterback class, I mean, everybody talks about the guys at the top. It's going to be loaded. So, you know, if Houston gets a big enough package, I don't know how far they'd be willing to trade down, be honest with you. But if they got a big enough package and they got enough draft capital that they can rebuild, you know, that entire roster and fill a lot of holes and then maybe wait a year for 2024 to get that quarterback, that may be attractive. That may be enticing for them.
All right. Let's say that they do stay at home. They do keep this pick. They can't trade out of it or don't get the haul. Erickson, you are giving them CJ Stroud at number two.
Yes, I am. They still need a quarterback no matter what. And I think that ultimately, even if they do take a defensive player here, you know, we could see them maybe take a quarterback at 12, you know, when they have their second first round pick. So I think that there's still a lot to be kind of untangled here when it comes mm-hmm. to the Houston Texans. And we still have another week. So we don't even know if they're going to be picking at number two when it's all said and done.
We don't know if the Arizona Cardinals are going to be picking at three, but for now they are. So Thor, what do they do here?
There was sort of the frenzy initially about, you know, six teams, seven teams have called Arizona about a trade, but CJ Stroud's tanking draft stock might affect the viability of a trade out here. Maybe you're not going to get the king's ransom that you once thought. If Arizona is stuck in this slot, and this is what the board is, I think it's going to be Will Anderson, the Alabama edge rusher. So that's who I sent to Arizona at three.
All right, let's go back to you, Tony, for the fourth pick. It's the Indianapolis Colts now on the clock. So with Young and Stroud theoretically gone, do the Colts go quarterback here?
I think they got to. I mean, new head coach, guy who's developed quarterbacks, a general manager who's basically on his last legs. I chose Anthony Richardson. I think it fits what the coaches, the new head coach has had in the past, the athletic guy who can get in and out of the pocket. Obviously, we know with Anthony Richardson, he's got all the great physical skills. I mean, incomparable to some of the recent quarterbacks. When you compare him to, I should say, some of the recent quarterbacks, but he doesn't have a big body of work. I do know that Will Levis is in the mix here for this selection, but I'm going to go with Anthony Richardson of Florida.
All right, so they take Richardson, the project with unlimited potential, over Levis here. Erickson, that goes back to you here for the fifth pick in the Seattle Seahawks, one of many.
Yeah, I'm going with Tyree Wilson, the edge rusher from Texas Tech. Led the class in pressures last year when he was healthy, pressures per game. So I think they're going to chase the freakiness with a guy that's 6'6", 271 pounds off the edge.
All right, let's keep getting freaky here with the Detroit Lions at six. Erickson, that's you as well.
Yeah, I'm going to address the cornerback position. They traded away Jeff Okuda, and I think Devon Witherspoon from Illinois, he's the cornerback I chose for them. You know, he plays very well in terms of man coverage, and that really fits the scheme that they have in Detroit. So that's my pick there.
All right. Make sure you all go to bettingpros.com, too. I just have a top 10 bets that's coming out. And this number six overall pick here to Detroit taking Witherspoon is part of that. You can get all of them. Again, bettingpros.com. Go check out our YouTube channel there as well for all the content we've got. Tony, back to you again for the number seven pick. The Raiders, what do they do with Witherspoon gone?
You know, old Al Davis was a favorite. One of his favorite things was taking big, fast, physical cornerbacks who could cover a third of the field. I go with Christian Gonzalez because he's exactly that. I mean, he's a guy who's played better, much better in 2022 than he did in 2021. He was a dominant shutdown corner. He had a great combine workout, fundamentally really good. You can use him in man. You can use him in bump and run. Gets a little bit fuzzy for him in zone coverage, but I think that will come. You know, they need help all over the defense, the Las Vegas Raiders. So I have him taking Christian Gonzalez, my number one cornerback and my number one player still on the board.
And shout out again to PFF for we're using our guests here, of course, and their software to run this draft today. Andrew Erickson, back to you again for Atlanta. And I like this. This is getting spicy here at eight. You're taking a leap of faith. Let's talk about it.
Leap of faith? Locked and loaded. Bijan Robinson to the Atlanta Falcons.
I love it.
Look, generational top 10, running back talent. They want to run the football. What could be simpler? I mean, you know, you just look at these NFL big boards across everyone's big boards. Like, he's a top 10 player. So yes, I get he plays running back, but in a draft where we're talking about, yeah, there's 16, 17 guys with first round grades, Bijan Robinson's one of them. And I just think that he fits in what Atlanta wants to do. And you look at Atlanta, what they've done in their roster, a lot of free agent moves. They play in a weak division that's basically up for grabs, in my opinion. So it's like, hey, Atlanta's like, hey, why not us? Let's draft a running back.
Hey, generational talent. Why not? I know it's not really what the NFL does anymore, but who knows? Maybe the trend will be bucked again. Thor, the Chicago Bears up with a ninth pick overall. What do you think they do here?
We're turning the card in very quickly here. Jalen Carter has fallen to us. That's a guy, you know, you just think like if in a scenario where the NFL didn't allow draft pick trades, we know that Jalen Carter would have been considered by Chicago even at the very top if they were stuck in that slot. Obviously, they're not. They're down at nine now. Jalen Carter could fall down because of the January incident. And then there's also some concerns with teams about him overrunning sacks. He only had 3 sacks each of the last 2 years, but the pressure rate is absolutely ridiculous. He was number 1 in the nation in pass pro win rate in 2021. Last year, he was number 6 in that metric, even though he was battling 2 different injuries throughout the season. Instant penetration, good against both the pass as a pass rusher and against the run as well. We'll take Jalen Carter here at 9.
All right, so Carter at 9 to the Bears. At 10, the Philadelphia Eagles are on the clock. Tony, that's back to you.
Yeah, I mean, the offensive linemen look very enticing here. After that record contract that Jalen Hurts just signed, you better protect them. You know, you better put good pieces around them. No receiver, I think, that it's worth taking here. So I'm going to go with Miles Murphy. They need an edge rusher. Miles Murphy is an incredibly athletic guy. You can play him out of a 3-point stance. You can play him standing over tackle. And the Eagles are going to go to more of a 3-4 this year. And Murphy has that athleticism and speed to stand over tackle and rush the passer, change direction, get out in space and make tackles. Not the complete player yet. He's got to get a little bit bigger and a little bit stronger, but he's an athletic pass rusher, which is what the Eagles need.
Thor, back to you for 11. The Tennessee Titans need a lot. Where do they start?
Yeah, I love mocking for the Titans because they have clearly delineated holes on the roster and then some other positions they're good at, but offensive tackle, edge, and wide receiver in particular at the top of that list. I've been mocking them a lot of offensive tackles in round one because that's a class I think that is solid in round one. But once you start getting somewhere into round two, it just drops off a shelf, you know, after Freeland or after Bergeron maybe. So like it just makes sense that if the top offensive tackle drops you, you're going to pop them here. I'm sending Paris Johnson once again to the Tennessee Titans.
That goes a long way. They certainly need some help on that O-line. Back to you, Erickson. The Texans again, this time at 12 for their second pick in the first round.
Yeah, let's get C.J. Stroud, one of his old receivers. Jackson Smith and Jigba from Ohio State. I think he's going to be the first wide receiver off the board here. And he kind of fits the mold of what former 49ers offensive coach Bobby Slowick, now with the Houston Texans, looks for. Someone that can create yards after the catch. Nick Caseri also has a very strong record of drafting guys that test well in the 3-cone. JSN, fastest 3-cone in the combine this year. So that's the pick.
That puts the Jets up on the clock for number 13. Thor, the pick is yours.
Another team that desperately needs offensive line help. And, you know, we'll see if the Aaron Rodgers thing ever gets worked out, but they're going to want to put a better offensive line in front of him. We know they've been sniffing around the offensive lineman in this class. I'm going to send Peter Skoronski to New York. Between him and Vera Tucker, you can figure out one of those guys to kick to right tackle. The other one is going to be your right guard. And you have greatly improved your offensive line with that one stroke. So Peter Skoronski to the Jets.
Thor, you and I are betting men. Are we betting that this Aaron Rodgers thing is solved before the draft?
Oh, man, only God would know, Joey. Only God would know. But with Aaron Rodgers, you have no idea with that guy.
All right, let's go to the New England Patriots. Tony, you're up at 14, and the Pats are on the clock.
Yeah, I think when the Patriots heard that the Jets were taking Skoronski, they were doing high fives in their war room because they take Broderick Jones, who falls into their laps. I mean, he's a terrific left tackle prospect, long arms. Was a little bit taller than people thought at the combine. You watch the film. He's incredibly athletic, a great zone blocking prospect. You watch the semifinal game, the championship game. He's down off the line of scrimmage, 15, 20 yards, taking the defensive backs from the action. Outstanding pass protector. The younger guy who's got to get a little bit stronger, but a potentially dominant blindside tackle for the future in New England.
All right, number 15, that is the Green Bay Packers. Andrew Erickson, back to you.
I'm going with safety Brian Branch. I know that the Packers are very notorious about drafting only athletic players in the first round, so Branch would definitely be breaking the mold. But I do think that what he can offer as a slot cornerback safety hybrid player, I think that's enticing enough for a team that really desperately needs a safety that can offer cover skills. So that's my pick there for the Packers.
Okay, moving on here after the Packers are done. We're with the Washington Commanders at 16. Andrew Erickson, let's stay with you for another pick.
Going with cornerback Deontay Banks from Maryland, keeping him close to home here with the Washington Commanders. Now, Washington has a great defensive line. They've invested a lot of draft capital, but at the same time, it's cost them a lot in the secondary. Like, they just need better play from their cornerbacks and safety. So Deontay Banks, the guy, can absolutely fly. I think that he's more scheme versatile than some of the other cornerbacks still left on the board. So I think he's a great fit for the Commanders.
Banks to the Commanders. That puts the Pittsburgh Steelers up at 17. Tony, the pick is yours.
Yeah, poetic justice. Joey Porter Jr., the cornerback from Penn State. I mean, this checks so many boxes, right? They need an outside corner. They need a bigger corner. They like a defensive tackle, but there's no good defensive tackles available. They like an offensive lineman. I don't know that they go Darnell Wright this early. But Porter's a guy who was very good at Penn State for 3 years. He's got an upside. He's got to polish his game, but he's physical. He's really the type of cornerback that the Steelers like for their system.
All right. Andrew Erickson, the Detroit Lions, are up again for their second pick in the first round. This one's number 18. What do they do?
Yep, they address cornerback with their first round pick, and now let's get some more bodies up front on the defensive line. Lucas Van Ness is going to be the pick for me here. Look, I know he wasn't a starter in the FBS college football last year, but when he was on the field, like, he was super productive. So I think that they're getting a mauler in between that can come off the edge. Lucas Van Ness is the pick.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers up next at 19, and Tony, there's a quarterback still falling and still available. Do they pull the trigger on Will Levis here?
Yeah, they got to be crazy not to. I mean, if Will Levis gets past the Colts, and he could fall, is what people tell me, and he falls right into the laps of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who, you know, they got Kyle Trask as their starting quarterback right now. Nice quarterback, but Will Levis, I think, is an upgrade. He's got the arm. You know, he's got the moxie, that's for sure. He's got to refine parts of his game. He's not a good underneath passer. He's got to do a better job seeing the field. He's got to stop being a show-off and be more of a quarterback. But he's got the upside, and he is definitely fits the Tampa system.
I, you know what? I wish at the combine we'd measure moxie a little bit more. That's the one thing we don't measure enough of. I like that. Anytime you can work moxie in, it's a good day. Let's go to the Seattle Seahawks for another pick. This one, number 20, Erickson, back to you.
Going with Boston College wide receiver Zay Flowers. You know, it seems like a lot of receivers in this class are falling down the draft boards while Zay Flowers is going up. Like, he's the one that seems like he interviewed really well. And he kind of has that, you know, how the kids say, he's got that dog in him. 4 years at Boston College. I think that a lot of teams really like Zay Flowers. He obviously was invited to the NFL draft, so expect him to go in the first round. I think he's a perfect fit for the Seahawks offense. Get strong three wide receiver set with him and Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf. Lockett, the team could move on from next year. So having Zay Flowers and Metcalf as those two staple receivers for Seattle, whether it's Geno Smith or another quarterback, I think it sets them up really well.
That brings us to the Chargers at 21. Tony, they've got wide receivers. The problem is they can't stay on the field, so they go wide receiver, or they go address something on the defense here?
No, they're going to go with Jordan Addison, a guy who went from Pittsburgh to USC, and now he's going from USC a little bit further down the road to LA, so he's to the LA Chargers. So all he needs to do is buy a house now. I mean, Justin Herbert needs more targets. Addison is a great route runner. He's got reliable hands. You know, teams are mixed on Addison because he's 6 foot, 173 pounds, and he ran a 4.49 in the combine. But when you watch the film, he's just a great natural pass catcher, and that will help further Justin Herbert and help further the Chargers offense.
All right, Tony, let's stick with you for another pick here. The Baltimore Ravens at 22. Certainly, they've got different directions they can go. Which way do you think they should?
Yeah, could take a quarterback here, maybe Hendon Hooker, maybe an outside a cornerback if one's available, but – I mean, Nolan Smith just makes too much sense here. The guy's a great player. He's unfortunately pigeonholed as an edge rusher, but he's so much more than that. He's a terrific linebacker who can play in space. He can play in coverage. He can stuff the run. People got to go back and watch the 2021 film and watch Nolan Smith in that great Georgia defense to really get a taste of what he's available of. If this pick works out, this will be the equivalent of the Baltimore Ravens taking Ed Reed all those years ago.
All right. So there you have it. Baltimore with a track record, too, of scooping up some great talent as it falls to them in drafts in the past. Before we get to pick number 23, just a reminder, our 2023 draft guide is now available at fantasypros.com/draft guide. It's got the player profiles, the prospect mock drafts, the big boards, the prop bet picks, everything, the sleepers, you name it. We've got it. And it's free. Again, do you hear me? It's free. FantasyPros.com/draft guide to get our 2023 NFL draft guide. It's up. It's running. And if you're a premium member of Fantasy Pros, you get access to the NFL draft position rankings, our Discord channels, and a whole lot more. You can even interact directly with Thor Nystrom, and he'll talk to you all day about Cody Mock as much as you want. So go premium today. FantasyPros.com/draft guide. Again, or you can just go premium right now, fantasypros.com/premium, and you can go ahead and upgrade today to get all the access. But the draft kit is free. Again, at fantasypros.com/draft guide. Let's get to pick number 23, and that is Minnesota. So let's stay with you, Thor, for that pick.
Yeah, I've mostly been mocking wide receivers, the Vikings, in this slot during the process. But in this exercise, three of them have already gone. And the fourth one, who I had to fight myself not to put into this slot, Quentin Johnston, because Quentin Johnston wasn't invited to the NFL draft. I do know the Vikings have interest in Quentin Johnston, but the NFL is seeming to indicate to us there is that real possibility he slips out of the first round. So I deferred to their other big need, which is cornerback. Right now, the Vikings, their projected two starting outside cornerbacks, it's Andrew Booth and a Caleb Evans. And that's a hope and a prayer. You can't go into training camp with a hope and a prayer. The two guys behind them, they signed for free. So they have to do something to add there. I took Cam Smith for the Vikings, a South Carolina cornerback. He's a guy in the two early mock drafts a year ago would have been way higher than this. But South Carolina last year, they decided that they wanted him to be a chess piece, move him around, play him in the slot, put him in the box sometimes, put him deep a couple of times, and then, you know, with some boundary stuff. He struggled with that. His game went down a little bit. He had some really tough matchups in the slot. Luckily for the Vikings, they signed Byron Murphy to man the slot. It's the one solid cornerback that they have on the roster, provable solid quarterback that they have on the roster. So now you take Cam Smith, you put him on the outside, and then you're going to hope in the prayer that either Booth or a Caleb Evans steps forward, that they could be the other starter.
Yeah, you're 100% right. They need a lot of help there. Jacksonville could use some help too at 24 on the defensive side. So what do they take here at 24, Thor?
Well, yeah, this is another team where I'd been mocking them, you know, mostly defensive help throughout the process. But in this one, Darnell Wright falls down the board, the offensive tackle from Tennessee. I think Darnell Wright is going to go higher than this. But if he did fall down to Jacksonville, they would have to think long and hard about that. They do have a tackle need as well. Obviously, Juwan Taylor left. So I think this would absolutely be in play. And if Darnell Wright was there, I think they'd turn the card in quick.
All right, let's see who turns the card in for this next selection here. It's Tony at number 25 with the New York Giants up next.
Yeah, they'd like an outside cornerback, but there's no good outside cornerback available. People talk about Zay Flowers. He's not available in this draft. I don't know that they want a collection of munchkin receivers, as someone said to me. They have a gaping hole at the offensive center spot. And, I mean, they just signed Daniel Jones to a huge contract. They franchised Saquon Barkley. They made all that investment in those players, and they really have no center. So I'm going to go with John Michael Schmitz of Minnesota, my top center in the draft, or at least the only center in this draft that is ready to be a starter on day one. I think he fits the Giant profile. He's an intelligent center. He's a big-bodied center. You can use him in a variety of ways, and basically fits a need. It fills that hole in the middle of the Giants' offensive line.
Dallas Cowboys up next at 26. Thor, the pick is yours.
We're going to send Dalton Kincaid to the Cowboys. The Cowboys lost Dalton Schultz during the offseason. Their projected starter right now, Jake Ferguson, they don't have a lot behind him. They need to fortify that room. And if Dalton Kincaid fell down to them, I think that's what they would look to do.
All right. So lose a Dalton, gain a Dalton for the Dallas Cowboys. At 27, the Buffalo Bills are up next. Thor, that pick also belongs to you. What do you want to give the Bills?
Yeah, we're going to give them Anton Harrison, the offensive tackle out of Oklahoma. I mentioned how the offensive line class drops off a shelf, which is going to do soon. Buffalo can't sort of cross their fingers that a usable tackle is going to be available to them in the late second round. Might as well just do it right now. Anton Harrison, he has the feet and the athleticism to potentially be a starting left tackle in the NFL and a solid one. The one thing he's provably done at Oklahoma was prove the concept of the pass pro. So they're going to take him and try to fortify that tackle room.
Okay. After Harrison goes to Buffalo, the Cincinnati Bengals are up next for pick number 28. Andrew Erickson, you're on the clock.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Michael Mayer, tight end from Notre Dame. Fits a need for the Bengals. I know they signed Irv Smith, re-signed Drew Sample, but let's get a legitimate tight end that can catch passes out into that offense. It should be exciting with Joe Burrow. They want to throw the football. Let's get him another weapon.
All right, so the New Orleans Saints are on the clock next at 29. Erickson, this is you, and you've been riding this train, I feel like, in these last couple of drafts. You're squeezing this guy. You got the shoehorn. You're pushing him in the drafts. Let's talk about this pick here at 29 for the Saints you made.
Hendon Hooker, quarterback from Tennessee. I think he's going to go in the first round. I have trouble pinpointing exactly which team will draft him, whether it's a team that jumps back up into the first round. So I settle on the New Orleans Saints here. I don't think it's necessarily like the perfect fit, but they're a team that has shown interest in him throughout the process. When you look at it from, okay, Derek Carr is a two-year contract, kind of what they could do for him. Gives Hooker some time to come back fully from his ACL injury, get acclimated to the NFL game. And I think that, you know, the statistics speak for themselves. Like, he was super productive. And if he hadn't gotten hurt, he could have won the Heisman. So Hendon Hooker, he's going to be first round pick.
The Philadelphia Eagles up at 30. Tony, back to you.
Yeah, I'd like to add an offensive tackle at this spot. No offensive tackle grades highly enough. Running back, Jahmyr Gibbs, I just don't know. I'm going to go with another defensive player, Brian Breeze. You know, the Eagles are supposed to go to more of a 3-4 type of alignment this year. Breeze can play defensive end in a three-man front as a two-gap end. He's very athletic. He's got a lot of upside. Really had a difficult 2022 season. A lot of it wasn't of his own doing. Had the injury. His sister died of the brain cancer, which is sad. But you go back and you watch Brian Breeze early in his Clemson career. A lot of people thought he was a top 10 prospect. I think this is great value for the Eagles where he selected.
One more pick left is number 31 for the Kansas City Chiefs. Thor, let's close out round one.
This time I couldn't help it. We're taking Quentin Johnston. Maybe he does fall into round two. We'll see. But the Chiefs will have to think long and hard about it if Quentin Johnston falls down here. That's a team that could use some wide receiver help for Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, they lost Juju Smith-Schuster this offseason to the Patriots. Projected starting receivers right now, Marcus Valdez-Scantling, Kadarius Toney, and Sky Moore. Patrick Mahomes is going to be knocking on the door of the war room. Hey, guys, could you get me some help? Quentin Johnston absolutely would be a help.
All right. So Jahmyr Gibbs, not the pick. Quentin Johnston, the pick instead. Thor giving them their wide receiver. Round one is in the books. Round two begins before it does. A reminder, you can join FFPC's Fantasy Pros Championship for a chance to win $6 million in total prizes, including a $1 million grand prize. That sounds pretty good to me. Free Fantasy Pros and Betting Pro subscriptions are also up for grabs as well. And you can sign up today at fantasypros.com/championship. And all you have to do is use the promo code FantasyPros. Easy to remember last time I checked. You sign up now, fantasypros.com/championship. Use that promo code and you save $25 off your entry. And if you enter before June 1st and draft before June 15th, you get an extra $35 off the early bird special. That's something Andrew loves. He is young, but he's very old at heart. He's out there all the time, 4:30 dinner. He's in bed by 8. You know, Andrew, in each team, you got 12, excuse me, in each league, you got 12 teams in the championship. You'll navigate a 12-week regular season with weekly waivers and lineup decisions, no trades. And the top two seeds from each league's playoff will advance to the championship round to compete for that $1 million prize weeks 15 through 17. So don't miss out on this. You've got an opportunity to get in there and get some early bird credit there, extra $35 off when you draft early. Go to fantasypros.com/championship. Use the promo code FantasyPros for $25 off your entry no matter when you draft, and have some fun. Go take down some cash at the Fantasy Pros Championship. Now, speaking of champions, let's start here with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They've got a lot of rings, Tony. They need some help, though, to get another one. Where do they go here at the beginning of round two with pick number 32?
Yeah, first I got to say, Andrew Erickson taking advantage of that Snowbird special. I'm impressed. Yeah,
he loves it. He loves it. He loves the prime rib, and then he goes home, he watches a little Murder, She Wrote, and then he tucks himself in. It's fantastic.
Prime rib for $4.99, right?
And that's right.
I'm going to go with the Steelers, Joe Tippmann. They want an interior offensive lineman. Tippmann is definitely their type of player. He's a Wisconsin center who can also play guard, so he's interchangeable. He's a masher. He's a guy that's a dominant run blocker, needs to polish his game, needs to improve his balance because he's on the field a little bit too much. You know, I had Schmitz going to the Giants earlier on. I got Tippmann going to the Steelers. And the difference between the two is both can play center or guard. Schmitz is looked upon as the immediate starter. Tippmann is the guy that's got the higher upside. So this fits a need and also fits the system for the Steelers.
And the next pick is the Houston Texans at 33. Erickson, what do they do here?
Get some speed. That's what they need on this offense. They don't have a lot of playmakers that can generate yards after the catch. We added JSN, but Jahmyr Gibbs, the running back from Alabama, is the pick for me here. Look, at one point, you could have bet 50-1 odds that he'd be a Texan. That is now 16-1. If you checked out the Betting Pros draft prop card that I have on bettingpros.com, you would have been all over it. So Texans.
Very good. All right. So the Texans really, from a fantasy standpoint, just got real interesting in this draft. CJ Stroud, Jackson Smith and Jigba, and Jahmyr Gibbs. So they got top two running back, top wide receiver, and a top two potential
hashtag
quarterback.
Who's stopping this offense?
I don't know. But poor Damian Pierce, I guess a little less touches for him. Maybe not. Maybe everyone can learn to live together in this offense. We shall see in this fictitious offense you're building. At 34, the Arizona Cardinals are back on the clock. Thor, that goes to you.
Well, the bad news for Arizona is that they have one of the worst rosters in the NFL and they have no chance of competing next year. The good news for the new administration is you're not pigeonholed into taking any position. You can just sit back in your slots and take the guys that fall to you. That's what happened here. Kalijah Kansi-Pitt, mocked in the first round in a ton of mock drafts, but he falls to Arizona at 34. You add him to Will Anderson, the guy we took in the first round for the Cardinals, all of a sudden a really crappy defensive front. All of a sudden it's starting to look kind of interesting. They would get after the quarterback.
Tony, 35, that is the Indianapolis Colts. What do you do for them here?
Yeah, they need a lot of help at cornerback. I mean, the rumor was they actually offered Thorpe a free agent contract in March, but he turned it down because he was making more money than what he's doing now. So they go to DJ Turner of Michigan. I know I got DJ Turner rated higher than most, but you watch the film the past 3 years at Michigan. He was a shutdown corner. At times, it's tough to scout DJ Turner because opposing quarterbacks are throwing away from him. They're staying away from him because he had such outstanding ball skills. Goes to the combine, runs 4.26. A little bit of a smaller guy, more of an inside slot corner, which is what the Colts need, but a guy who's got a lot of great upside and a guy that I think is being overlooked at this point in time.
Thor would never leave me. He would never leave me. I know that. Number 36 here, the Los Angeles Rams finally get to make a pick. Back to you, Thor, for another one.
Speaking of teams that have holes all over the place, and we're going to do the same thing that we did with the Cardinals. We're just going to take the best guy that fell down to us in the board, Osiris Torrance. I think there's a decent shot that kid goes. I mean, the Osiris Torrance watch might start at 18 with Detroit. Solid shot. He goes in the 20s too. But if he does filter down here, I think this would be an easy decision for the Rams. At least you've plugged one of your holes on your, you know, your offense for the next decade or so.
The Seattle Seahawks are up for pick number 37. Andrew Erickson, your card.
I'm going to go with one of Thor's guys. Linebacker. First linebacker off the board, Jack Campbell.
Yeah, let's go.
Seattle needs some linebacker help. Jack Campbell, 9.8 tackles per game last year, 14% team tackle share. Just tackling machine, man. Jack Campbell, sign me up.
All right, we got a couple picks here for Tony. First, let's start with the Las Vegas Raiders at 38. Tony, what do they do?
Yeah, we're going to stay on defense. I mean, they need an edge rusher. Bijay Ojulari, who I don't think is going to work out before the draft, but you know, he's a guy who can stand over tackle. He's a guy who can come out of a three-point stance, looks very athletic on film, makes a lot of plays behind the line of scrimmage, can get out into space. And really, the Raiders have to rebuild because all that draft capital that they got, you know, from the trade for Khalil Mack, they wasted. They wasted those picks. And a pass rusher is what they need. An edge rusher is what they need. Ojulari, I think, is one of the more underrated edge rushers in this draft.
Tony, let's stick with you for pick number 39. That's the Carolina Panthers. So they got their quarterback of the future. What do they do next?
Well, you remember, in order to move up, they traded away a pretty dominant receiver. They go with Jalin Hyatt, the downfield threat from Tennessee. Gets out of the first round. If he's available, I think the Chiefs will consider him at 31. But he's a guy who came in when Cedric Tillman went down with the injury. He was someone that couldn't be covered. Doesn't have a great route, an expanded route tree. Didn't run all that fast at the combine, as many people thought, but he's an absolutely downfield threat. You line him up in the slot, you line him backed off the line of scrimmage, and defensive backs are going to have to keep an eye on him. Safety's going to have to shade over their way. Listen, you know, you got a brand new quarterback. You might as well give him a new weapon to throw the ball to.
All right, number 40, that's the New Orleans Saints. Erickson, that's you.
New Orleans Saints are drafting 323-pounder interior defensive lineman Mazi Smith from Michigan. Someone that can not only stop the run, but also generate pressure from the interior. So it gives them, helps bolster that defensive line that lost a lot of key pieces during free agency.
Okay, continuing on, we've got Thor for a bunch of picks. Let's go. Let's start with number 41, the Tennessee Titans. Go.
Yeah, I mentioned that the Titans, when we did the first pick, taking the offensive tackle there because that thing falls off a shelf. You can be more comfortable deferring the edge need to round two because that class goes a little bit deeper into round three, I think, before that thing starts to fall off. We're going to give him an edge rusher, Keon White. I mentioned before, Quentin Johnson didn't get invited to the draft. That was a surprise. On the other end of it, Keon White did. So don't be surprised if Keon White goes in the first round, but him falling down here to Tennessee, we're gonna plug the edge hole. And then the next two picks, 42, 43, the Jets have both of them because of that trade with Cleveland. We're going to go with Will McDonald, the edge rusher from Iowa State, with the first one, a kid who tested really well and put up dominant numbers the past couple of years in the Big 12. And then the next pick, we're going to help out the defense once again with Antonio Johnson from Texas A&M. The safety class is something that also falls off a shelf. But, I mean, you could even argue right after Antonio Johnson. I'm not sure that a third safety goes in the first two rounds. So they get ahead of that. He's a nickel guy, but he's going to come and help you in the run game. He brings the lunch pail when he's flying downhill.
All right, Andrew Erickson, you're back up for 44 for the Atlanta Falcons.
Going to go with cornerback Kelee Ringo from Georgia. He's a bigger outside perimeter cornerback, 6'2", 207 pounds, but he has a lot of speed. So I think he helps bolster that secondary with A.J. Terrell and the newly acquired Jeff Okudah.
Back to you for number 45, the Green Bay Packers.
Another tight end, Darnell Washington. And honestly, I think we're going to see this guy get drafted in round one because he just is too freaky when it comes to the traits, the pterodactyl arms, the three. It just, he checks off all the boxes, especially for like the Packers, who I talked about with the Brian Branch pick. They just love these athletic guys. Like, that's who they draft. So I think that they would be very high on Darnell Washington. And honestly, wouldn't shock me at all if they took him at 15 instead.
Number 46 of the New England Patriots are up next. Tony, that's back to you.
Yeah, Patriots need a receiver. They may consider a receiver in the first round, although you look at their history of first-round receivers, it's been disastrous. They go with Cedric Tillman.
Please don't remind me. It's been hard enough.
They go with Jalin Hyatt's teammate, Cedric Tillman of Tennessee, a guy who a lot of teams actually like better than Jalin Hyatt. He's big. He's physical. He's not the downfield threat, but he's a good route runner, and he catches the ball well. Everybody watches the highlights of Cedric Tillman. I say, watch what happens when Cedric Tillman is away from the play, when the ball's not going in his direction. He plays the receiver position like a linebacker, the way he attacks defensive backs off the line of scrimmage. Definitely a Belichick type of receiver, and I think, finally, a player at the position that the Patriots will have some success with.
From your mouth to God's ears, or Bill Belichick's ears, they're close. Number 47, the Washington Commanders, Andrew Erickson, you're up next.
Going to get them some interior offensive line help with Steve Avila, interior offensive lineman from TCU. Just think that he's a good fit for just bolstering that offensive line up front.
Back to you again for the Detroit Lions at 48, Andrew.
More playmakers for Jared Goff. They didn't really replace TJ Hawkinson. They have kind of like this hodgepodge of tight ends that would randomly score like three touchdowns one week, which was super annoying for fantasy football, trying to figure out which tight end to play. But hopefully this year it can be Sam Laporta, another one of Thor's guys, just a absolute yards after the catch machine. I think he fits really well with the current offensive structure they have in Detroit.
Okay, Laporta, nice value there, 48. Number 49, the pick is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Tony, that's you.
Yeah, I'm going to take a leap of faith here. A guy, DeJuan Jones, the right tackle from Ohio State, a guy who's done everything he possibly could to hurt his draft stock, really since one great day of practice at the Senior Bowl. And if you remember that day of practice at the Senior Bowl when he was terrific, Mike Tomlin was there front and center watching DeJuan Jones. He's big, he's strong, he's powerful, a little bit naive, a little bit immature. You get him in that Pittsburgh system with all those veteran offensive linemen. Hopefully they get the best out of him. This could be a value pick. This could also be a bust.
Derrick Brown also did his best work at the Senior Bowl. It's been all downhill ever since. Don't you think I feel like ever since he came back.
Can confirm.
Yeah, I confirm that. Yeah. All right, let's get to the next pick here. It is the Miami Dolphins and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 50. Tony, let's stick with you for another pick.
Yeah, well, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers seem to be eternally in search of a safety. And I'm going to disagree with Thor because I think there is going to be a second safety selected in the second round. And it's going to be another Senior Bowl hero, Sidney Brown. Yeah, he's a little bit short, but he's fierce. He's instinctive. He tested well at the combine. You know, you watch his tape at Illinois the past 2 years, and he's a physical guy who flies around the football. Then you go to Senior Bowl practices, where in those one-on-ones, he was terrific in cover skills. He had a Jalen Petrie type of Senior Bowl where people didn't think he was a good cover safety, and he was covering as good as some of the cornerbacks. So if you get over the hype factor, you got a real terrific defensive back there, a terrific safety for a team that seems to need a safety year after year after year after year. Brown hopefully finally solves that puzzle.
All right, so Brown to Tampa at 50. Now we can do 51, the Miami Dolphins. Thor, that's you.
Yeah, I like the call on Sidney Brown. I'm a big fan of his. With the Dolphins, they need another pass catcher that isn't Tyreek Hill or Waddle. They don't got anything. Their third receiver is not very good, and the tight end room right now, Durham Smythe, Eric Sauber.
Don't talk about Chosen Anderson like that, Thor.
I also love that the English major, Thor, just said they don't got nothing. I want to point that out there for a second.
Well, that's my Minnesota dialect.
I know, but it's fun to hear. That's all. Continue. Please tell me more about this pick.
They definitely need tight end help, and they need a tight end that can catch the ball. I've been sending them Sammy Ballgame in a lot of these exercises. Sammy Ballgame went ahead of us, though. Luke Musgrave is still here. I'm lower on Luke Musgrave, but he does have a special sauce of getting down the field and going up and getting it. He's big, he's rangy, and the athletic package is obviously there. He proved the concept of that during the pre-draft process. So I think the Dolphins are going to be sniffing around tight ends here. We're going to give them Musgrave.
All right, the Seattle Seahawks with tons of picks. Here's another one at 52. Andrew Erickson, what do they do this time?
Going to go with Ohio State guard Luke Whipler. You know, just again, if we want Geno Smith to cook in this offense, he's got to be protected. We want someone to open up more lanes for Ken Walker. So Ohio State, let's go.
Or the Chicago Bears for pick number 53. That's your choice.
We're going to give them Zach Charbonnet. I think this could be a fun one for fantasy. The Bears, you know, earlier this offseason with the trade with the Panthers, they fortified the wide receiver room. Yeah, obviously, you have the quarterback set. Getting Charbonnet would jive you at running back. They obviously lost David Montgomery earlier this offseason. Their running back room right now, Deontay Foreman, Khalil Herbert, Travis Homer. Like, if you bring in Charbonnet, he is your immediate day one bell cow back. Last year, he was amongst the top of the nation in terms of broken tackles, in terms of elusive rating, and a way better receiver, I think, than people think. He at least has the reliable hands, and then he is a load after the catch. So I think Zach Charbonnet is a guy that would interest Chicago here, and we're going to send him to Chicago.
You just depressed a lot of dynasty managers who made moves to get Khalil Herbert this offseason. Way to go. All right, let's go to the next pick here on the board. It's the Los Angeles Chargers at 54. And Tony, that's you.
I'm going to go with Northwestern defensive lineman Adamoiwa Adebawore, and I want to raise for not hurting myself for saying his name. Commonly known as Tommy, he's a guy who was a terrific college player and then was just absolutely dominant during 3 days of Senior Bowl practice. Defensive end of college, was moved inside, played a little bit inside a tackle during Senior Bowl practices, and they couldn't stop him. Then he goes to the combine at 6'1 and a half, 283 pounds, runs a 4.49 in the 40 and tests off the charts. I got the opportunity to sit down and talk with this guy. He's an intelligent, articulate kid. He's a big, broad-shouldered dude. I think he fits. A lot of people are going to like him more in a four-man front, but I also think he can play in certain three-man fronts like the Los Angeles Chargers do.
The Detroit Lions are up next at pick number 55, Andrew Erickson. What do they take?
Isaiah Foskey from Notre Dame, defensive lineman. Look, they just want more sack production. And that's what Foskey's been doing the last 2 years, 23 sacks. He's doing something right if he's getting after the quarterback. So I think they add another edge rusher here on the defensive line with Foskey.
Yeah, that makes for a pretty good defensive line right there. The Jacksonville Jaguars at 56. Thor, that's your team.
Yeah, Emmanuel Forbes from Mississippi State have fallen down here. So we're going to send Emmanuel Forbes, the Mississippi State cornerback, to Jacksonville. If Jacksonville comes out of the first two rounds with Darnell Wright, the kid we gave him in the first round, and then Emmanuel Forbes, they're going to be doing backflips. Emmanuel Forbes had enormous ball production in the SEC. Problem with him is he's only in the 160 pounds or whatever. So you have sort of the unprecedented sort of package there as far as that goes. But he does have length and he has ball skills and spades. So at this point in the draft, your risk is mitigated a little bit by the slot. Emmanuel Forbes would be a great pick here.
All right. The Giants up at 57. Tony, last time you took the center, Jonmichael Schmitz. What do you do this time around?
Yeah, but the last time I said if there's an outside corner there, that the Giants would jump all over. There wasn't an outside corner available to him round one. There is a round two. Darius Rush is from South Carolina, who's making a move up draft boards. Former receiver, incredibly athletic, showed a lot of development in his game last season, showed well at the Senior Bowl. Teams like his upside. I know the New York Giants like him. They take him. They develop him as their future number two outside corner.
Thor, number 58, the Dallas Cowboys. The pick is yours.
You thought I was getting out of this mock draft without getting Cody Mock on one of my teams, didn't you? It ain't going to happen. Cody Mock, I don't think he's going to get down to 58, but if he did, Dallas would be loving life. You know, we gave him the tight end in the first round. They still need a guard if they're going to move Smith out to right tackle, whatever. And that's what I project Cody Mock to be. At North Dakota State, he was the left tackle. Fabulously athletic, one of the better tackles in offensive lineman, period, in terms of getting out to the second level, in terms of hitting the outside shoulder, stuff like that. But if he got down here, I think Dallas would be very happy. So we're going to send him there.
Every draft with you is a mock draft, every single one. Let's go to the Buffalo Bills at 59, Thor. That team is also yours. So who do you give them?
We're going to give them Josh Downs. Buffalo needs some wide receiver help for sure to help out Stephon Diggs. And right now they got Shakir in the slot. Maybe they roll it with Shakir. But like if Downs is here, Buffalo don't have a lot of roster holes. Josh Downs, we know, is going to be an automatic slot in like at the next level as well. That stuff projects. He just can't play on the outside. But the ball production was great at UNC. Also, the contested catch rate and the volume of those was fabulous there. He's really good at working around traffic and making the play and whatnot. So Josh Downs to Buffalo.
All right, number 60, the Cincinnati Bengals. Andrew Erickson, back to you.
Could go with cornerback out of Kansas State, Julius Brents. He's very athletic. He's a longer cornerback with long arms, very explosive. So, and he was productive last year as a perimeter cornerback on the outside. So I think that he can be a day one starter for the Cincinnati Bengals.
61, the Chicago Bears. Thor, that's back to you.
It's another one of a roster that's full of holes where you're just going to take the best guy that falls to you. We're going to give them Drew Sanders, the Arkansas linebacker. You know, earlier in his career, he was the edge rusher at Alabama, couldn't get onto the field in part because he was behind Will Anderson. Goes to Arkansas last year. They moved him to off ball with a little bit of edge sprinkled in, and he had his breakout campaign. He was a five-star recruit. Everybody wanted him, and including when he went back into the transfer portal. So I think this would be really good value for Chicago. They can play him at off ball. They can put him on the edge situationally as a pass rusher, do that kind of stuff. Very good value here.
Two more picks to go. Tony, number 62, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Really want to put an offensive lineman here. No offensive lineman on the board available. Really want to go with running back. Any running back would be reach here. I'm going to go back to defense. I'm going to look at Trenton Simpson. You know, like I said, they're going to play more 3-4. They need a weak side linebacker in the 4-3 alignment. They need an inside guy that could run the ball in a 3-4 alignment. That's what Trenton Simpson does so well. I mean, he's insanely athletic. He covers a lot of area on the field. He gets depth on his pass drops. He fires to the football. The instincts can get a little muddled, but you're looking at a great athlete who's got tremendous speed, who flies around the field. It kind of reduces responsibilities. I think this would be a good pick for Philadelphia.
Thor, let's wrap up round two with the Kansas City Chiefs at 63.
Yeah, the Chiefs in the first round, we gave him Quentin Johnson, you'll recall. And this offseason, they lost both Orlando Brown and Andrew Wiley. They're going to be looking for a tackle. Tony mentioned that we're starting to get shallow with offensive tackle. After this kid I'm about to pick, it starts to fall off the shelf. This is the demarcation point. I'm going to send Matthew Bergeron, the offensive tackle from Syracuse, to Kansas City. Is he a guard? Is he a tackle? I think he can handle right tackle in the NFL. He's an athletic kid. So you bring him in, and then you have him compete with Niang, the TCU kid, in training camp year one. If Bergeron doesn't win that, he's going to be your top backup at four spots, because the Chiefs could also use some depth along the offensive line. So Matthew Bergeron to the Chiefs.
There you have it. Two more rounds in the books for us. Mock drafting till we can't mock draft anymore. You won't have to, because pretty soon, next Thursday, it will be the NFL draft. So make sure you're spending that time with us again on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/fantasypros, because on the 27th Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, we are going to be live to take you through the entire first round. On Friday, we're covering the second and third round as well. More to come on that, but we want you with us. If you haven't already, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Make sure you click the little bell till it goes ding for notifications. And I want to thank our guest, Tony Pauline from the Pro Football Network. Amazing stuff here. I know this is a busy time of year for you, Tony, so we appreciate you getting on here, sharing your knowledge, your breaking news, everything you gave us today. You left it all out on the field, and I appreciate that, Tony. I appreciate that quite a bit. Also, don't forget, everybody, if you got more breakdowns you need, go to our NFL draft guide. It is available for you right now at fantasypros.com/draft guide. Go get it now. It's free, but premium users, again, fantasypros.com/premium, get extra access to even more stuff in there, including our Discord channel. And it's going to be a fun time. Also, if you like playing fantasy football, go win $1 million at fantasypros.com/championship and use that promo code fantasypros for $25 off your entry. That'll do it for us. But the story of the draft goes on. For Thor, Andrew, and Tony, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Cameron-Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian, from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.